Your reality in the free will universe. Before we go on, let's define reality. What I mean by reality is basically the common, average, ordinary way everybody learns to function here on this planet. The things we all have in common, and the things we think are real, without really ever thinking about it. It's all the stuff that seems like it just is, to such a degree that we often don't ever question it. In order to create a reality, you have to have two or more people who align and agree on a point of view. In other words, a reality gets created anytime two or more people conclude, this is the way it is, even if they don't do it cognitively. That's actually how a reality gets created. Did you know that? So when I say this reality, I'm actually talking about what you were handed when you were born. The rules and regulations of your family. The rules and regulations of your society. The rules and regulations of the planet, all the physical laws of reality, all that stuff. For example, the rules of this reality say that you can't move your body from here to Fiji instantaneously. I say, why not? Let's change that. Wouldn't it be a lot more fun? We may not succeed in changing it today, but let's head in that direction and see what shows up. As a motivational speaker in high school who changed my life with this phrase says, shoot for the moon. And if we miss and hit the stars, that's not half bad. Instead, we're trying to make all the parts of this reality work right so we can be happy. Rather than creating what we would really like to have, even if it's totally different than this reality. We think there must be something right about this reality if everybody's choosing it and everybody's telling us it's right. I mean, it must be right, right? The ongoing scenario in our heads is something like, judgment must be right. Family must be right. School must be right. Money must be right. Everyone else must be right. I'm probably the only one who doesn't get it right and keeps feeling wrong. But what if all those things that are supposed to be right are wrong for you? What if there were a totally different way of looking at this? Here's one possibility to consider. The reality you've been given does not work. And you don't have to choose it anymore if you don't want to. With that awareness, what would you truly like to choose as your life? If you truly knew that this were a free will universe, what would you start choosing right away? What if you were the master of your universe? You've heard the idea that we live in a free will universe. We're told that this is one of the laws of the universe, one of the ways this weird and wacky place functions. My question is, if that's true, why do our lives look the way they do? And why does the world? If it's a free will universe, then why do we keep believing that we can't choose to change? Change our money situation, or the way our body feels, or the relationships we keep creating over and over and over with the same person, just in a different body? And why do we keep choosing trauma and drama? Poverty, unhappiness, separation, anger, hate, judgment. Why is it we seem to be unable or unwilling to change all of that? We may be cute, but we definitely aren't that bright. My point of view is that we must be missing something about the idea that it's a free will universe. So what I'd like to do is take this idea of a free will universe and invite you to recognize it and have it. In other words, let's use your power to choose and your power to change. Let's use them to change the past that has been limited and not worked for you, and create a different present and a different future, one where you get to be you and change the world. Doesn't that sound like fun? I thought so. See, we all seem to have this idea, this point of view of exactly what it's going to take to have what we desire in life. But what if something totally different were required? It must be. If you don't have the world you'd like to live in and the life you'd like to have, then what you thought it was going to take to get that must be incorrect. Does that make sense? As long as we stick to the point of view that change can only occur in the one way we decided it would, that isn't working, by the way, we'll always look in the wrong direction for the source of change. All of us.